Michael Johnson will serve as your panel lead, so just hold on, sir. And next question you will hear will be that of the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson.
Sir, could you state your full name, your ADC number for us for the record?
Jonathan Mendez, 278546.
Okay, so you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. At some point that you don't, if you don't understand what we're saying or going through, please let us know, okay?
Sorry.
Okay, so you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. I'm going to introduce you to the board members conducting your hearing today. To my far left is the Honorable Luis Quinones. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
in the middle, you have the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, our board chairman. To my immediate left, you have the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse. And my name is Michael Johnson. I'm going to be acting as your panel lead today, sir. Also with us, representing the Department of Correction, as well as your parole officers, Mr. Westby. I think you can see Mr. Westby up on the screen now, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. Sir, prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form advising you of this board's hearing. You recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Si.
Okay. Sir, on that form, it notified you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or the right to hire a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today?
I'll represent myself.
Okay. Sir, at this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Westby in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Así es.
Okay. Okay, sir, your hearing today will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, we will determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. And phase two, we'll determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out with phase one, sir. You have two allegations listed on your warrant, Mr. Mendez. I'm going to read each of those allegations to you. When I read those allegations to you, sir, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting?
Yes.
Okay. So the first allegation on your warrant states that you are in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 7, as demonstrated by your use of cocaine on or about April 9, 2018, per the task line report dated April 11, 2018. Sir, is that true or false?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so the next allegation on your warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report to the Maricopa Reentry Center for sanctions on April 10, 2018, as verbally written, writing, directed on April 10, 2018. The defender's whereabouts are unknown, but he's an abstainer from supervision.
Así es.
Okay. All right, sir, thank you. Well, based on the admission of Mr. Mendez, I am going to move to find that he was delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Agree.
Okay, motion by myself, second by Ms. Rittenhouse, agree Dr. Quinones, Dr. Mr. Quinones, agree Dr. Wright.
No promotion.
No promotion, yes. Okay, so the board's going to go into phase two of the hearing. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you under community supervision. We're going to start out phase two. We get some additional information from the parole officer Mr. Westby, then we're going to go to some information with you, sir. Then we will give you the opportunity to present any information that you'd like to present to the board, okay? Okay. Mr. Westby.
On January 29th, 2018, Mr. Mendez was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. On April 26, 2018, he was arrested by ABC staff. There were no new charges. He was back in DOC custody April 26, 2018, with an adjusted community supervision end date of September 13th, 2018. He absconded 16 days. Criminal conviction, 2016, theft of means of transportation, 2.5 years. Prior conviction, 2013, marijuana violation, 8 months. This is his second term at DOC. CUIR score, 3.3. Mental health score, 3. Substance abuse score, 1. There is no gang information noted. Prior term of supervision, 2013. TIS release completion, 30 days. His disciplinary violations are moderate. Other arrest, 2016. Burglary tools, no charges filed. Community risk score is G3B3.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Westry. So, Mr. Mendez, when you were released January 29th of 2018, you were approved to reside in a transitional living community at 2202 East Roosevelt Street. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, then on March 19th, you were approved to reside at Bigray, located at 1302 West Becker Lane in Phoenix. You didn't have any other residential address that you were approved to stay at?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so were you working during that period of time, sir?
Yes, sir.
Where did you work at?
One car dealer is a fancy company.
At a car?
Costa.
A car dealer, sir. What did you do there?
It's on a dealership. Yeah. I'm a tour, como hacía todas las oficinas de la noche, todas. Maintenance, yeah.
Okay. Okay, so it says that you were assigned to do random drug testing, that your color was changed to silver, and then it looks like on February 26th, you had a negative UA. On March 13th, you failed to submit a urine sample. Then you went the next day, on March 14th, and you had a negative. And then you got to April, on April 9th, you tested positive for cocaine.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Okay. So you were sanctioned, and the PL actually sanctioned you as a result. You left the program at TLC, and you were gone for 3 days. What did you do when you left that program for 3 days?
Estaba, no me fui por 3 días, lo que fue es que no tuve responsabilidad a la hora de hacer la llamada para ir para hablarles a los, al encargado del tío, sí. Ellos pensaron que me fui por 3 días, pero no. así, yo nomás pedí permiso por un día y al siguiente día tenía que ir a trabajar y me fui a trabajar. Por lo mismo. Yes, sir.
I know you answered that. I'm going to ask the officer that you have there to go ahead and interpret what you said.
What happened is that you left. You left one day. We got the extra permission so we can look for a job outside. So at that time the TLC broke up the hour, he left to work. So he went to work. So he came back the next day. So he was not responsible enough to call TLC and let them know that he was going to come back the next day because he was at work.
Honorable Mr. Johnson, would you be kind enough to get her name and title just for the record?
Okay, officer?
Mine?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, Senator Cordova.
Cordova?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, Officer Cordova.
You're welcome.
So, Mr. Mendez, why were you drinking and doing cocaine while you were out, sir?
Because depression and he wasn't with his family. He was traveling a lot. So right now he's doing a program, so he's helping him a lot. And that's it.
Okay, can you ask him why the, go ahead, Mr. Mendez.
Yeah.
So why were you driving that vehicle that you were driving in? Were you stopped by that vehicle with the police or what?
Because he wanted to get in trouble with the people that
live
in the vehicle,
and
that's why he lied.
So did he have a driver's license?
Did he have
a
license? No.
So you were driving the vehicle without a license?
He wasn't the one driving, he was the passenger.
Okay.
Somebody else was driving.
And where were they on the road? Where were they going?
I don't even know. By April. He was saying that he was never stopped without a license.
They say that they got him at the parole office. And he had the car keys at that time. Okay.
But he wasn't the one driving.
So were these the friends that he was drinking or doing the cocaine with?
Was that again the question?
Was he drinking or doing cocaine with these friends? Okay. All right. I'm going to see if the board has any additional questions for Mr. Mendez. Okay, seeing no additional questions coming from the board, we're coming up on a conclusion of his hearing. Mr. Mendez, seeing there's no other questions coming from the board, sir, we're coming up on a conclusion of your hearing. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the board before we go into discussion?
Así es.
Yes, he wants to, he just wanna apologize for what is going on. And he's here because he's initiating a new phase in his life. He was doing programming before he got violated. And he's fighting right now to be a better person in life. That is not easy for what he's been going through right now. But he thinks he deserves a second chance and another opportunity. And he's been doing programs. Say that they helped him here realize a better perspective in life and society, and teaching him how to contribute better for the society. He's the one that he turned himself in, that he knew that he was in problems, so that's why he went and turned himself, knowing that it will look better.
Okay. Mr. Mendez. Sir, Mr. Mendez. Sir, the board's getting ready to go into discussion. While the board's in discussion, we're going to make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate your community supervision. While we're in discussion, sir, I'm going to ask you to remain on the phone so you can hear the discussion taking place. However, I need you to be silent while the board's in discussion, okay? Mr. Mendez?
Yes.
Did you understand, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you, sir. The board's now going into discussion. So yes. A case of Mr. Mendez has in 2013, he was on TIS, he did complete his community supervision. However, it appears that at this time that he says that he was going through a lot and having some issues. He wasn't able to complete his community supervision. He did relapse and start to drinking and using cocaine. However, he did participate in some of the program that he was actually in. It's definite that the PO had been working with him, trying to do all he can to work with him, but Mr. Mendez just failed to comply with all of the guidelines that were set there for him, and the fact that he did relapse and do drugs. He will be released on September 13th of 2018. I feel as though it would be best for Mr. Mendez to go ahead and complete his time. Hopefully work with the CO3 there, get himself together so that when he's released, he'll be better able to handle the situation once he gets out. He says that he wants to get a new face on his life so he can start putting those plans together so he can get a new face on life and not have negative contacts with law enforcement again. That's my opinion. However, I'm willing to listen to the rest of the colleagues at this time. Okay. Therefore, I am going to make a motion to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Mendez, find that he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of the supervision, as absent about to lapse into criminal ways or company, as he was an absconder, as well as did relapse to using cocaine and drinking alcohol. That would be my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
Agreed.
Okay, motion by myself, second by Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed by Mr. Quinones and Dr. Wright. Mr. Mendez. Mr. Mendez, sir, the board is voting to revoke your community supervision. You will be released on September 13th of 2018. During that time when you're released, sir, you won't be on any community supervision, and you won't have to report to a parole officer, sir. I hope that you will take the time that you have left and put together a plan so that when you're released, that you won't have any more negative contacts with law enforcement, sir. Work with your CO3 there. Take any programming that you can that may be available to you, sir, so that you'll be better prepared when you're released from custody. Mr. Mendez, this is going to complete your hearing at this time. I do want to thank you for taking the time and opportunity for participating in your hearing today, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Officer Cordova?
Yes, sir.
I want to just take the time, just thank you for assisting us and interpreting and participating in the hearing today. That's going to conclude the hearing at this time. Thank you so much.
No, thank you.